You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way.
Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Sam.
And this is Taylor.
And we are back to do one of our favorite episodes, Funny Things Kids Say, or in my case, I always just call it Shit Kids Say or Shit Kids Do, because we all know they say and do the either the weirdest or the craziest stuff.
They really do. They really do. And it's like, it's constant. I feel like it's happening so much that I have to consciously remind myself what they're doing, because otherwise I forget.
Yeah. I have to like send stuff to myself.
Yeah.
Like, because I texted you stuff the other day.
Yeah, you've sent me stuff in the last couple of weeks about what your kids have been doing. So we've done like five of these episodes. So if you enjoy this episode and you're like, man, what other crazy stuff has our kids been doing? You
guys gotta go back. I have to give me, guys, hold on 1 second. My youngest is knocking on my door. Hold on.
Anyway, while Sam is dealing with her daughter, some of the best episodes that we have are with what we're talking about are the funny things that our kids have said and funny things that our kids have done. And like I said, you know, it happens frequently. And I know that it probably happens for you guys too at home, with your own children or with your grandchildren, if you are a grandparent that's listening to our episode. So Sam and I have like, I think four or five episodes. Our first one that we did was like our first or second real episode that we've ever recorded. And okay, Sam is back and she has a contraption in her hand. What do you have?
My almost 4-year-old is saying she can hear things, but I think she can hear her sister's Masha, Tony, in her room. But I open our bedroom door and she has the Leap Land remote control for the game in her hand and it's light up. And I said, what do you do? And she's like, I heard something. I was like, but why do you have the video game remote?
Was she going to like hit somebody with it? Like to protect herself?
I don't know. That, or I was like, is she acting like she's playing and laying in bed? I don't know. But I was like, just go back to your room and go to bed. Like, this is like the umpteenth time we've tried to have her go in a room tonight.
Yeah.
Lately, my girls have not been good with sleeping. So it's been fun.
It's I'm in the same boat. Like, I think I had to put my son back in his room like 3 times so far tonight. It looks like he's asleep now though, so that's good.
Nice. Oh, you still have cameras? I do not. I wish I did.
So we, for a long time, we had like one of the like baby things on his door handle.
Yeah,
but we're at the point now where like we want him to start being potty trained at night, so we've been taking that off, but like that opens up a whole window. Like all of a sudden he realizes like, oh, freedom. Sweet. I can come out of my room whenever I want. So like, there's been times that like, he'll come out of his room at like 2 a.m. cause he has to go to the bathroom. So like, it was last week and all of a sudden, like we have a gate at the top of the stairs and at the bottom of the stairs. The one at the bottom of the stairs, we don't hardly ever use anymore, but the one at the top of the stairs we use every night, especially since we've been leaving his door open. So last week it was like 2 a.m. and I woke up to him screaming at the top of the stairs for me. Yeah. He was screaming at the top of the stairs and I run out of our room cause he's like, mama, and he's crying. I run out there and he is on the gate.
What? Like was his feet are on
like, no, I think he was calm. I think he must have thought that I was downstairs. I don't really know. He might have been sleepwalking, to be honest, because, like, I gave him a hug. I was like, oh, my gosh, you're so scared. It's okay. You know, I'm right here. Mm-hmm. And I gave him a hug, and he goes, I go pee-pee on potty. I was like, okay. And so I put him on the potty. He went to the bathroom and then immediately, like, walked right back into his room, laid back down, and he goes, okay, na-na, mommy, what you?
Aww.
You know, and then he goes, the door open. I was like, yeah, it's fine. Okay. Good night. Like,
oh my gosh.
Like he was freaked out.
Poor guy.
And yeah. Sometimes I think he's still like half asleep when he's getting out of bed in the middle of the night, but that's been new in the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he only comes over to my side of the bed.
Okay.
He doesn't go to Brandon's side of the bed.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like he knows, like, she's my best bet for helping me out.
See, my kids go back and forth because sometimes I won't wake up and sometimes my husband won't wake up. So then it just goes back and forth between, like, who actually the kids will go to.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I always wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon never wakes up. And if he does wake up, he doesn't remember it. So, like, my son had this cough a few weeks ago, too. And it freaked me out. So this was like when we went to Root Food and Wine.
Yeah.
It was the night before. And I ended up like going into his room and laying down on the nugget for a little while. And in the middle of the night, our dog Ray starts barking. Ray doesn't even bark when the doorbell rings. The dog never barks. So all of a sudden she starts barking. I'm like, what the hell? And so I run into our bedroom and Brandon like is laying in bed. And he's like patting on his chest. Ray, come here.
Because he's sleep talking.
Yeah. And so, like, the next morning, I was like, what the heck, man? Like, you couldn't get Ray to stop barking last night? He was like, what are you talking about? Like, doesn't remember anything. Oh. He is, like, waking that guy up in the middle of the night is not the easiest. Not the easiest to do. But anyway, back to funny things that our kids have done and not annoying things about my spouse.
We probably could do an episode on that.
We could. It would probably be, I feel like, maybe a little bit relatable.
Oh, my gosh. So I want to tell everyone one thing. So my daughter's stomach was hurting the other day. And I was like, and we talk about poop a lot in our house because sometimes constipation is a big topic. And so she had complained multiple times, went to the nurse multiple times one day. And she kept saying her stomach still hurt. So then I was like, well, did you poop? She's like, oh, I had some big old poops at school. I was like, well, you can still be constipated if you've pooped. Like, I'm trying to explain to her the logic of it. She didn't understand. And I was like, well, maybe you need to poop. And so I was like, let's go get, we call apple juice poop juice in my house because my kids don't get juice unless they need to poop. So we had poop juice. And so I get her some apple juice out, and they call it special powder. The Miralax is called special powder in my house, apparently.
So you mix Miralax with the apple juice?
Mm-hmm.
And my, interesting.
Yeah, okay. And my kids will love it. So we're sitting in bed, and she's drinking it out of her water bottle, and we're talking about the day. And she takes a big sip of it, and she goes, Miralax tastes so much better than chocolate milk. And I go, what? And she goes, yeah, Miralax tastes better than chocolate milk. And I go, Miralax doesn't have a taste. That's the apple juice. And she's like, no, it's the Miralax. It's good. I was like, what the hell?
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So I laughed so hard. I was like, I just kind of let it go. And I was like, whatever. I'll let her think Miralax tastes like that.
That's so funny. I remember when my daughter, when we were giving her Miralax for her stomach issues, and we called it her special water. She had to drink her special water before she would go to daycare in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking my special water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do it intermittently in our house, but obviously we try to get more like high fiber options. But with kids, it's hard when they're picky sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty funny. And then there was another one I sent you. I had to find it in our text messages. Oh, I literally peed my pants a little. I laughed so fucking hard. I was sitting on the floor in our bed in my oldest bedroom, and we sometimes we'll read as a family, and usually we split up and like one parent has one kid, one parent has the other, and we read. But sometimes we'll read in one room and then separate the girls after. And my husband's like, all right, girls, pick a book out each, and then we'll read. And so my oldest hands him, like, a chapter book. Like, legit, like, a 6-chapter book. And I was like, oh, that's too long. We need to pick a shorter book for tonight. And my oldest was like, no, I want to read this one. My husband's like, he looks at me, he, like, winks. He's like, don't worry, it won't be as long as you think. So then he's reading, and I'm sure you guys know where I'm getting at, because as parents, you grab 2 to 3 pages sometimes and you just skip and you read, and sometimes it's flawless.
They won't notice.
No. Oh. And we get done.
That's what you think.
Yeah, that's what you think. We get done. And it actually sounded really good, even with him skipping the pages. I didn't notice. And I know the book really well. And he was like, see? He goes, see, Mama? It didn't take that long. And my oldest goes, yeah, it would have been longer if you want to skip some pages. And my youngest goes, what? You skip pages? It was so funny. I was like, oh, my God. I looked at him. I was like, she will notice anything. Like, she is too detailed. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was so funny.
That is funny. I feel like a lot of our stories are probably going to be revolving around bedtime. Mm-hmm. But my son, so he has started this thing. So obviously, like, kids, like, you get one, like, however many books. We do 2 books.
Yeah.
You get 2 books and that's it. He has started the negotiation processes.
It's so funny.
I want 3 books. I want this many. I want this many books. It's like, no. Like, we're not doing that. We're not doing 3 books. You're doing 2. And if you want to read the other one, I'll read it to you in the morning. And he's like, ugh, you know. And so he'll go and he'll put it on his dresser. Like, I put it here. Mayo. Read it to me, Mayo. Like, yeah, I'll read it to you tomorrow. But we also sing to them at night.
Yeah.
Brandon sings them the I Love, like, Love You Forever song.
Aww.
From that book. I can't ever read that book. I cry every time. I can't make it through that book. It's so sad. Yeah. Like, who wants to do that to themselves?
I cried today while my daughter was coloring.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they were gone all weekend at my in-laws, and I was, like, sitting next to her at her little kid's table, and she was coloring. My oldest was downstairs playing, like, a educational video game with my husband. I was literally just sitting there staring at the details of my youngest face. And I just start crying, and she looks up, and I go, sometimes mommy cries when I'm just happy and I love you so much. And I'm pretty sure she thought was like, what the fuck is going on with her?
Like, okay, crazy. Oh, gosh, that's so funny. Yeah, so Brandon sings them the I Love You Forever song, and then I'll sing them the You Are My Sunshine.
Aww.
And so at night, my son will, he's so snuggly. My daughter is not snuggly.
Really? I feel like she would be.
No, she's not. She's not. Like, there are times where she is, but, like, he's like a clinger.
Oh.
Like, he gives really good hugs. And he really snuggles. And he has started this thing where, like, if we're singing a song and he wants to sing the song, he'll put his hand on my mouth and go, no, mommy, no. Like covers up my whole mouth. He's like, you can't sing. No, mommy, I sing it.
Aww.
I sing it. I'm like, okay, all right, you can sing. So then he'll sing the rest of the song. But then, like, I'll go to give him a hug goodnight, and he started grabbing my hair, like huge hug, and then grabs my hair, and I'm like, stop it. Like, that hurts. That hurts my hair when you do that,
oh,
you know?
Gosh.
And he's like, oh, sorry. I'm sorry. So funny.
Yeah, that sounds like my youngest. So we listen to YouTube videos a lot at night. So the kids can, like, dance and sing to whatever songs they want. My oldest knows how to work the smart TV, and she's only 5, and so she knows how to get on YouTube. She knows how to find the songs. One of her current favorite song is I'm Good by Bebe Rexha. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
That the best fucking time of my life, that song or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she used to say fucking at the age of 4 because of that song, and she loves the song, obsessed. So 2 parts of this song, or 2 parts of the story. One, if we're in the car listening to it, my oldest will stop before the fucking, and she goes, the best trucking time of my life. And she goes, after that, she goes, Mama, did you know Daddy taught me the word trucking? Did you know that word before? I was like, yes, I did. So now she just says trucking, because she used to just, like, scream the word fucking, like, best fucking time of my life. And it was hilarious, because whatever, it's a song. I'm just going to let her sing it out. And then my youngest likes the song, but her rules and her stipulations when it's her turn to pick a song when we watch YouTube. It's so fucking funny. She wants everyone to be quiet. You cannot dance and during the song I've picked. Two, do not sing it. So you have to sit there in silence.
You can't sing it?
Yeah, you have to sit there.
What if it's a song you like?
I know. Oh, she screams at you the entire time. My oldest doesn't give two flying fucks. She'll be hopping around dancing, and my youngest will be screaming, "It's my song. I said no dancing." I'm like, oh my.
My son does that too, but it's always in the car. We'll go, "This is my song." Yeah. Like, whatever song, because I have like a playlist. Yeah. That we rotate through. It's got, like, I could just keep adding to it because I'm like, I can only listen to Baby Shark so many times.
Oh, you guys are still on there.
Peaches. Yeah, well, not very often. Okay. He barely ever asks for it. But, and now there's so many songs that, like, I can go a few car rides before I actually have to listen to it. And it's only, like, a minute and a half long. Yeah. So it's really not that bad. But that, and then the Peaches song.
Oh, the Peaches, 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 Peaches. That one?
Yes. Which, like, we have one of those microphones, and so I have a video of him. He's shirtless, and he's sitting there. And keep in mind, he's, like, 2 and a half, probably, when he's singing it. And so the kid can barely talk. And so he's, like, peaches, 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 like, trying to keep up with it. And he can't keep up with the song. And he does the same stuff in the car. He's like, "This is my song. You know, sing. You know, sing."
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And then if you start singing, he'll like start crying. Like he gets very upset. Yep,
that sounds like my youngest.
It's a big source of an argument between him and my daughter, too.
Well, yeah. So right now, this is, I don't know where, because in our household, we've never said these phrases before. So when my youngest gets like reprimanded or in trouble, her first one or two options to do is, well, both of them, she immediately breaks down in tears. But the first thing she'll say is, "You don't love me anymore?"
Oh, no.
And it's almost like, the way she says it, it's like, I said, "Yeah, I don't love you." And then she'll be like, "But I've never said that before. Like, I've never said, right. I don't love you." And then the other one, this sounds terrible. This is my favorite one. Tonight she got reprimanded because she was like, she has her new bed, so my oldest wanted to sleep with her and like lay with her. So my youngest went and started messing around in her bed. She's hopping around, crawling everywhere, where she like nails my oldest in the face with her knee. So then I like start reprimanding her. I was like, "I asked you to stop. I asked you to lay down. You need to go to bed." And so then she's like, she starts sobbing and she's like, "You're gonna kick me out of the house?" She says it all the time when she goes to trouble. I'm like, "Who's told you this? Like, nobody has said, I want you out."
Yeah.
Like, what?
I feel like we could probably have a very long episode about our kids and their big feelings. Like, tonight was a struggle with getting my daughter ready for bed. And she, out of nowhere, she's like, "I feel like you guys are going to put me in the dumpster. I feel really upset and you guys are going to put me in the dumpster." And I was like, "Why? Why would you think that? Why?" And she's like, "I just do." And keep in mind, like, she's like crying, like whining while she's saying, I'm like, "I can't, like, I just want you to brush your hair. Like, just get ready for bed. Like, I don't want to do this. Like, do I look like I want to like get angry? Because like, we're arguing about just simple things that you have to do to go to bed. Nobody's going to put you in the dumpster. If you think we're going to just go, if you want to go get in the dumpster, go for it." She's like, "I don't want to get in the dumpster. I'm saying, I feel like you're going to put me in the dumpster." I'm like, "Well, I'm not."
How do you not laugh during that? See, I'm the parent that I would walk away. I have to walk away because I will be in full laughter mode. Like the other day, my daughters, God, this is so fucking funny. They're on the way to school. My oldest, she didn't want to go to school. So she's like, "I have a hot fever." I was like, and they call it a hot fever. Did I already tell this story on an episode?
I don't think so. No.
And she's like, "I have a hot fever." And I was like, "Okay." I go, "You were fine today playing hokey with dad." Because like the girls call it hokey. They want my husband to turn into Hulk and they fight him. And before school, and I was like, "You were fine playing hokey with dad. Like, what's going on now? I'm like, we're, mind you, we're like 3 minutes away from school. And she's like, I have a hot fever. I think we need to turn around and go home. And I'm like, I don't think so. If your school calls me and tells me that you have a fever and you need to go home, then we'll pick you up. And then my youngest was like, oh, I got a hot fever too. And they're both like talking back and forth about how they feel sick. And so then I start laughing and my oldest goes, you know, that's really rude that you're laughing at us when we say we don't feel well. Which made me laugh harder. She got super pissed. Because, like, I'm laughing because I'm like, you guys are fucking sick. Like, and so then I'm getting reprimanded for, like, the last minute of our ride.
I'm a 5-year-old.
It was the funniest thing. Like, she was so pissed. She talked about it, like, the whole way I walked her up to the school door for the teacher to get her. She was like, that was just, you know, that was just really rude. We were saying we didn't feel well, and you laughed at us. And I'm like, sorry.
Oh, gosh. Well, that, like, reminds me of, like, when my kids are arguing with each other. Mm-hmm. Or, like, my daughter will say something mean. I'm like, hey, like, that's not nice. That's kind of mean what you're saying. Like, you need to not say that. Mm-hmm. And then my son turns around and goes, yeah, you mean. You mean. And, like, we'll be moved on from the whole conversation. And then my son is still like, you mean. You mean. And then my daughter's like, he keeps calling me mean.
That sounds, oh my God, this is, I'm sure every parent feels this 100% the exact way, because this is my kids to a T.
It's like, just be nice to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it, like, sometimes it's like from the moment I pick them up from school, yes, they're immediately like picking at each other, and they haven't even been around each other all, yes, day. So we get home and I'm like, you two need to be separated. Mm-hmm. You both need some space, even though you've literally had space all day from each other.
Yes. You get what you, yes, guys need to try is what we do in our house. My husband doesn't do it, but I make the kids do it. When they fight, they are required to say one nice thing about the other person. They have to hug.
I think you've talked, yes, about this before. And it can't be something like superficial.
It can't be superficial, or it can't be physical. Like, it cannot be physical appearance. So my youngest hates this. I want to call it a drill, whatever you want to call it, hates this. And my oldest would be like, oh, you're a great sister. And my youngest would like roll her eyes and she'd be like, your hair's pretty. And I'm like, no, I told you, you can't say anything about her looks, like talk about her personality. And she's like, I'm like, oh my God. That's, and it so takes forever funny. For her to think of something. I'm like, and she'd be like, you're nice. Like, just get it over with. I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, speaking of people being kind of mean. So this was like probably a month ago. We usually go over to my parents' house on Sunday nights for dinner. And my brother Sam was in town. And we're all having dinner. We're having a good time. My kids are actually eating. Usually when we go over to my parents' house on Sundays, for whatever reason, my kids just like don't want to eat the food that my mom makes. And my mom is a really good cook. So if my mom is listening to this, which I'm sure she is, Wendy's a good cook. So, like, she makes really good food. My daughter, for years now, my mom will make homemade mac and cheese, which I've talked about this before.
She only wants the box, right?
She only wants Kraft mac and cheese. My mom makes, like, her mac and cheese is the bomb, okay? My daughter wants nothing to do with it. Like, it's gotten to a point where she asks everybody if their mac and cheese is homemade. And if they say yes, she won't eat it. Doesn't matter how good it is. It's homemade mac and cheese. Yeah, to this day. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It got to the point where I was like, no, it's not mac and cheese. It's noodles with cheese. It's fine. Like, it's not mac and cheese. It's different. It's just noodles with cheese on it. And then she'll eat it. But if somebody's like, how's your mac and cheese? She's like, what? Like, you tricked me? You know, but anyway, so we're over at my mom's house and the kids are actually eating. Things are going really well. My brother's sitting next to my daughter. And keep in mind, like, my brother Sam, he's single. He, you know, just living the bachelor lifestyle. And so my daughter goes and she's like, Uncle Sam, I need to say something.
She's whispering to him.
Yes, she whispers to him. She puts her hand up and whispers in his ear, "Why don't you have a wife?"
I love the fact she whispered. Yes. Can everyone else hear this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was not quiet whispering.
Did everyone not laugh?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was hilarious. They're like, wow, she's asking the really tough questions. So then Sam responds and he goes, "I don't know. I guess I just haven't found the right person yet." And my daughter responds with, "That's sad."
I can't. I'm tearing up right now.
It was so funny.
She's going to be so savage in high school.
I know. She really speaks her mind, man. Why don't you have a wife? I haven't found the right person yet. That's sad.
Oh my God, that's so good. I'm so glad you didn't tell me this before. Usually Taylor and I talk about our stories before. So sometimes we don't laugh as hard because usually we laugh harder the first time. I'm so happy I didn't hear about this until
now. I'm glad I stopped telling you.
Oh my God.
I was in the midst of telling you and you were like, "What happened?" And I was like, "Ah, dang." I gotta wait.
Oh, that is amazing. Like, she literally ripped your brother apart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In less than 10 words.
It was a good roasting. For sure. Oh, so then, God. I think, like, the same night, we were eating dinner, and my son, who, like, he was outside riding his bike. Like, I don't know. Like, it was probably around the same time. He was outside riding his bike, having a good time. And he must have, like, come up and then landed really hard. It's just, like, it's a balance bike.
Oh, no.
So there's no pedals or anything like that on it. But I think he must have come up and then landed pretty hard on it, on himself. Because then he stood up and he goes, "Mama, I'll done riding bikes.
Oh,
okay. I'll done." I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, usually I'm the one that's like, it's time to come inside. But he was like, "I'm done." So he put his bike up. He goes in the house and he goes, he immediately starts crying. He's like, "My penis." I was like, "Oh no, are you okay?" He goes, "I'll go pee pee on potty."
Aww.
He goes in the bathroom. And so, like, ever since then, he'll come up and he'll see. He'll be like, "Mama, it's okay. My penis not hurt. I'm like, "Okay, great. Thanks for letting me know. I'm happy everything's in tip-top shape. Like, thanks for the update, you know."
Oh, my God.
And so we're sitting at dinner, and he'll get on these rants where you can't hardly understand anything that he's saying except for, like, a couple of words here and there. So I think it was the same night that we're at dinner, and he's, like, talking about stuff, and no one else at the table understands what he's saying, but I can understand him. And he is telling everybody about how he hurt his penis on his bike. "My penis hurt real bad bike and I hurt it. And now my penis is okay." Like, it's just dinner talk. It's fine.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
That makes me think of, so my mom just got the girls, every Easter, usually we get swimsuits from the grandparents for the kids. My mom got new swimsuits for the girls, and my mom was watching them 2 weeks ago on Saturday, I think. And the girls wanted to play outside because it was really beautiful. So they pick out their swimsuits, and they're both in their two pieces. And my oldest looks down and, like, checks out her top, and she goes, "I like this one because this one covers my nipples." Oh my God, my mom was like, "What?" And so she's calling me and she's like, "Does she have swimsuits that don't cover her nipples?" And I was like, "No, why?" And she's like, "Well, she sounded really happy that she finally must have had a swimsuit that covered her nipples." And then my youngest like pulls out her top and like looks inside her swimsuit. My mom said, my mom goes, "I laugh so hard." My youngest pulls out her shirt and goes, "Well, I have boobs in there." And my mom's like, "Mm-hmm, yep." And then that morning, before they went to my mom's, they were getting dressed. So they're, like, running around the house butt-ass naked. And my oldest is like, touching her nipples, and she's like, look at my nipples. Just look at them. And I was like, no, I don't really want to do that. Let's just go get dressed. And one of my youngest runs in the room. She's like, look at my nickels. And I was like, those weren't nickels. Those are nipples. She's like, I like calling them nickels. I'm like, okay.
Don't tell me what to do. Like, what?
It was so funny. But I was like, just please. My husband's like, he's very open to the fact that like my kids know their full anatomy. And they're comfortable with their bodies. But, like, half the time if they're running around naked, he's like, please, just please get dressed. Like, or if he's naked, he hates. But, like, the kids will be, like, walking around. Like, the other day, my youngest just opens the bathroom door while he's in the shower. And she's like, hey, Dad. He's like, hey, I'd really like for you to shut the door and get out. And she's like, well, I just wanted to say hi and kind of and just talk. And he's like, I'd like you to leave. And she, and then he's getting in the shower and she's like, oh, cover your penis. And he's like, how about you leave my bathroom?
Please get
out. He's like, I asked you multiple times. And I kept yelling at her. I'm like, get out of the bathroom. Give your dad privacy. She's like, I just wanted to talk.
There are so many other times that you could talk.
Exactly. I'm like, oh my God, just leave him alone.
No, not that time.
Yeah. Like, it's the worst time.
That's funny.
Well, in our new bathroom, we redid our bathroom. So, like, we don't have locks on all the doors because one's a barn door and then one's a pocket door. We don't have locks on any of them. So, like, I was going to the bathroom the other day to have privacy. And my oldest didn't know she was there, but the pocket door just slid right back in place and open. And I was like, she's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, what do you think I'm doing?
I'm paying bills.
Can I have privacy? She's like, well, I was standing out there for a couple minutes and you were taking too long. So,
oh my God. Like,
you've so been funny. Out there? Why? Like, this is weird. Leave me alone.
Oh my God. That's funny. I have one more story.
Okay.
Do you have any more stories?
Let's hear it.
Okay. So a couple weeks ago, you came over with the girls.
Okay.
And we were doing podcasting stuff.
Yes.
Sam and I are really like working on this social media game.
Yeah, it's hard. Like,
it takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. But we're working hard on it. So Sam comes over with her girls, our kids are playing, and her and I just did like social media stuff and we tried to figure out like episode things. Mm-hmm. We did not record, but like it was like a whole morning spent mm-hmm. just like getting our lives together yep. pretty much. And I have a rule in our house where you cannot take drinks out of the kitchen.
Did one of my kids?
And my daughter's fine with it. My son, okay. however, likes to take his drinks out of the kitchen. No matter how many times I tell him to leave his drinks in the kitchen. So you guys left. He had a cup of milk that morning, and I was like, where's your milk? Where is it? I looked everywhere for this milk, Sam. Everywhere. I opened up. Like, there we have a wardrobe full of, like, dress-up clothes, Barbies. Like, we have all these things in that playroom. I looked everywhere.
Was it in the basement?
I went down in the basement. I looked in the basement. Didn't see it. Go back upstairs. I looked in my daughter's bedroom because they were up in there playing. Mm-hmm. I could not find this cup of milk. And I was like, it must be outside somewhere. Maybe he accidentally threw it away. Like, I don't know what he did with it. But eventually, if it's in the house somewhere, I'm going to smell it and I'm going to find it. So this was like 2 weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago that you came over?
Yeah.
So my brother and his wife, they're having a baby. And so their baby shower was yesterday. So Friday night, it was Friday night. I finally finished their baby blanket. I've been crocheting this baby blanket since December. Finally finished it. On Friday.
Oh, did they show it at the shower after I left?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sad. I, which I drove my mom, and my mom had to be home for when my dad woke up from his nap, so we didn't get to stay and watch the gift.
I'll send you a picture of it. It was really cute. But I went downstairs to find tissue paper because I put the blanket inside of a bag. And so I'm looking for tissue paper all over my basement. I always have tissue paper. Like that's one of the things like you buy from Target and you just always have it because it comes in like 100 sheets, right? Like you never run out of tissue paper. Well, I did. But while I'm down there, I'm like, God, something fucking stinks down here. What is it? And I'm thinking like, is it our drains? Like, is it the drains down here? And so I'm like searching around and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I look underneath this, like we have a play slide downstairs in our basement, and I see something green from underneath the slide. It is this green sippy cup full of milk from 2 weeks ago. And I was like, oh my God.
Did you just throw that cup in the dumpster?
I took it outside. Yeah, I took it outside. Our whole basement stunk. I was like, what the hell? It was nasty.
Ew, I hate that.
Yes.
When my oldest was like 1 and a half, she put her sippy cup of milk in her fake refrigerator on her play kitchen, and I had no idea. And I couldn't find what stunk, and I opened it up, and I was like, oh, clever her, like thinking she put it in the fridge, but it's fucking fake.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nasty.
Oh, God.
It was nasty. I was like, literally 2 weeks. Been 2 weeks sitting down
there. Yeah, I would not even open it. That cup is dead to me.
Yeah, the cup is dead. It's in the outside in the trash. Yeah.
Oh, gross.
It's not good. Not good. Mm-mm. So, a gross story to end on, but a story nonetheless. I'm sure that other people have been there.
Yes.
At some point. Oh, well, he also does this thing. This is actually really sweet. I have one more. Brandon will say stuff to him. I have a lot of son stories tonight, which I usually don't have. Usually it's all my daughter. But Brandon will say to them like, hey, I love you.
You know, I've heard him do that.
Hey, I love you. And so he has started like at dinner time or at other random times. He'll go, hey, you, I love you.
Oh,
I love you. It's really sweet.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, those are all my stories. That's all I've got.
Me too. If you have some funny stories, we would love to hear them because we would like to share them in these episodes that we do. So you're more than welcome to shoot us an email at hosts@motherofallpodcast.com. You can shoot us an Instagram message, a Facebook message, whatever. Just let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to share them. We've had some really good ones in the past.
I know.
Yeah. And if you've enjoyed this episode and you want to hear other funny stories, check out any of the other ones that we've got. Our second episode is one of our most popular episodes. And that's the funny things kids say.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have, that was episode number two, but we also have some other ones. Yep. So just go through our repertoire of 89 episodes and check them out. and then we will see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week.